One of the country's most recognized modern dance troupes, the Mark Morris Dance Company, celebrates its 30th anniversary this year. And tonight begins a 7-performance run at Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett, Massachusetts. On the bill is Resurrection, a dance that Morris choreographed to Slaughter on 10th Avenue by Richard Rodgers. Resurrection is a rebirth of sorts because the music was already a famous ballet about gangsters and a stripper created by legendary choreographer George Balanchine for the 1936 musical On Your Toes. When the Boston Pops commissioned Mark Morris to re-choreograph the dance a few years back in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the birth of Richard Rodgers, Morris wanted to completely reinterpret the music. Here and Now producer Lynn Menegon was in a New York theater with Mark Morris in 2002 as a film crew videotaped the ballet for an Evening at Pops broadcast.
Dancers, places, please.
Let me know when it's rolling.
Okay, come back a little bit looser, David. Now we're going to go off in couples and start cheeking back, Jeff. Coming back, Jeff. Coming back. Watch your lower. Watch your lower. We're going to play guns in a minute, guys. We're going to play guns in a minute. Here they are. They're going. We need close-ups of guns. We'll do that in the next pass. There we go. Come back. Come back. She's a goner. Going to help us, three? You're going to help us? We're not helping you. No way.
The dance is called Resurrection. There's no reference to the Balanchine version at all. You know, in the score there are two gunshots, and so I have to have somebody die. Somebody gets shot, and then somebody else gets shot later, and then they're reunited in eternity. I decided to work from this music as a piece of music.
Push. Let him bleed out from you. Just keep pushing. That's right. Okay, now you can reframe for the three. The three couples, Dave, reframe.
It's very episodic and switches gears so quickly. I refer to period dances and to period movies. It's, you know, to me, it's sort of a tribute to the incredible choreographer and director Busby Berkeley.
And we now have six couples.
I mean, I want it to be action-packed, this sort of mysterious love story, some tragedy, some menace, and a big happy ending.
And ready to take them out. Big pose for Dave. And away they go. Good, Dave.
Everything Mr. Berkeley did is incredibly innovative and ahead of its time and sexy and dangerous and exciting. It's just, it's unbelievable work, just every single thing he did. Those movies are supposed to look like the curtain opens in a Broadway theater and suddenly there's like a giant Hollywood soundstage. So in that way, we're shooting everything from the front. There's not much on-stage involvement with the cameras, you know, for some special effects stuff. So this dance to the music of Slaughter on 10th Avenue is built specifically cinematically. It's built to look like a big musical movie. And, of course, that's the perfect sound for the Pops to produce.
Okay, you're going to have six people running in from both sides. Okay, stand by, please. People on the floor for sexy knees.
My name's Susie Dangle, and I'm the producer of Evening at Pops.
heads moving the same way?
The reason to have dance in the show is that Richard Rodgers, more than other Broadway composers, used dance in his musicals in a unique new way. He incorporated this ballet into the middle of the musical and was like the first person to do that.
And go right through.
So, in celebration of him, we wanted to recreate the dance in some way using new choreography.
There's a camera directly over the circle. This looks so genius, you can't even believe it.
Mark Morris always brings a kind of whimsical quality to whatever he does. He kind of finds the humor in the music. That's what makes Mark different and unique, and I think he's really conscious of orchestration, which is what makes him so great as a choreographer for the Pops, because we're orchestration happy too.
Kind of friendly. Da da da. Breezy.
You know, the music is built in very distinct sections, and I choreographed it on purpose that things change in big chunks. So it actually makes the editing of it, the directing of it, much easier than if it were sort of a seamless through narrative kind of thing.
My name is a surprise to you. Blank, blank, it's her. Uh-oh, back from the dead, there's trouble. Okay?
Okay, so, Dane, okay, David, over to the right. That's it. That's it. And down to the floor they go.
Dead.
And they are dead.
The trouble of filming it is always to match energy, not just to match that you're in the right place or your hair looks right, but that you're approaching it with the right sort of physical dynamic.
Young into the future. Open.
This is an homage, but, you know, it's hard to do something that is kind of based in the 30s without it being cute or campy or, you know, too self-conscious. That's the difficulty in reviving period musicals for Broadway, for example. So I want it to be true and legitimate and touching without it being in air quotes.
Stand up straight, Sean, all the way up.
Stand by and playback.